Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, though, we want to say good afternoon to Steve Weiss, who joins us, NFL Network, and does work for our Falcons as well as part of our Falcon Report. Steve, plain and simple, how impressed are you over the last few weeks with Kyle Pitts and his progression?
Very. I mean, look at him. I mean, he's, you know, I think the telltale was at the end of the Dolphins game. They've got one of the best DBs, Xavien Howard, on him, man-to-man. They've got safety help over the top, and he still makes that great sideline catch on a beautiful pass to Matt Ryan to set up the game-winning field goal. He's doing it over and over. They're now able to run the offense through him. Now, it's not going to happen every week, but the fact that he has stepped up the way he has, and guys, we talked about it last week, after that performance in London, is he going to say to himself, I can really ball with the big boy? Well, now it's 2 weeks in a row where he's got that self-confidence and that self-assuredness that he's the real deal, and the trust and everything the team is showing in him goes to prove that.
And big moments, too. I mean, it's one thing, Steve, you know, he's setting up game-winning drives. We saw that against the Jets. We saw it against the Giants. And now, again, it's three games. You can say it's Matt Ryan to Kyle Pitts. What's up with Ridley, by the way? And I'm not about the personal issues, but I thought Carl and I said yesterday he had a tough day at the office, man. Took a really big hit, had that one ball that was taken out of his hands, but he did get in the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's been hot and cold this year. And, you know, this is one of those things where you're wondering, you know, is the big contract coming? Is that weighing on him? Is it? You know, I think about a play, I believe it was against Tampa, where he caught a ball on the sideline and needed a yard or two, and instead of, you know, being a football player and sticking his head in there, he went out of bounds. And it's, right. You know, but at the same time, he'll make the spectacular catch. So I don't know if it's just him not, you know, being sure of himself, if he's seeing coverages he hasn't seen before because he is that number one wideout. Just not sure, but, you know, I'm not ready to bail on him. I think – you know, we know the talent and the ability for him to be a true number one is there. It's just the consistency that, you know, we just haven't seen out of him, which I think comes as somewhat of a surprise since the opportunity has been there for him to shine.
Steve, are you surprised or maybe that's not even the right word again. How do you feel about Matt Ryan's play with the new coach and Arthur Smith? We all thought, you know, Arthur would come in offensive-minded and Matt would be better. The running game has probably been, you know, part of the question mark there. But Matt's overall play, I think, has been very good. How do you rate it?
It has been criminally very good, to use the word from Arthur Smith. No, you know, it's you know, look at who he's working with. I mean, Matt Ryan came into the NFL in the lap of luxury. He had Roddy White. He had Algie Crumpler. He had Joe Horn. Then he had Tony Gonzalez and Julio Jones, right? He's always had a lot of options. And now he's had to take a step back in that regard when it comes to that. And he is playing, it's kind of the catchphrase you're hearing from NFL coaches and stuff, a cleaner football. I mean, he's had to learn a new offensive line and trust those guys, which it seems like he's doing better. He's got the unicorn now. I'm not talking about Kyle Pitts. I'm talking about Cordarrelle Patterson.
Right.
You know, and he's had to adjust to a different type of player than he's had before, and he seems to be having a ball and playing well doing it. And, you know, I'm glad Arthur Smith came out and said people need to recognize what he's doing because he is playing at a very, very high level with probably the fewest top-shelf options, but probably – some of the most creative play structure and play design he's had since that MVP season.
It is Steve Weiss with us, guys, from NFL Network, also now working with the Atlanta Falcons. And, yeah, that's the thing, man. I know we've said it to you a few times, Steve. Carl and I were literally like, oh, my God, Mike Davis and Cordarrelle Patterson. We've got the two guys you don't want in fantasy football. And Patterson has just been unbelievable. In this case, though, it was the running game, the high knees. He just seems like, you know, two pinwheels. You can't tackle as he goes into the end zone.
He plays a million miles an hour. Isn't it fun every time you see him, like, get a handoff? He is already at top speed 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Or right. When he catches the screen pass or something, he is, you know, I was talking to someone in the building. They're saying, you know, you've got Jake Matthews, who's kind of showing Jalen Mayfield the ropes. You've got Lee Smith, who's really, you know, him and Hayden Hurst are really helping out Kyle Pitts. I think Cordarrelle Patterson's helping out the whole team because he's just like this breath of fresh air every time he comes in the building to everybody in the building. But then he plays at such a joyous level on the practice field. Like, guys, we're playing football for a living. Let's understand that. You know, I'm here on a one-year, $3 million deal, and I'm having more fun than all you guys. So follow me. And they're saying that he's, you know, he's really leading the way to, like, a lot of people. Like, yeah, you know, let's appreciate the fact, you know, that we're getting to play football for a living and that he's really kind of injected that into a team that had a lot of question marks and is really kind of figuring out its identity.
Steve Weiss, our guest, guys. Make sure you follow him on social media, NFL Network. Is this Deshaun Watson trade going to happen? Do you think this is really going to happen?
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I mean, the people I'm talking with and hearing from, they think somebody's going to do it. Who it's going to be, I don't know. Is it Miami? Is it Carolina? Is it Philly? Is it a sleeper team? You know, he's got a no-trade clause, but if he vetoes it, then, like, you know, what signal are you saying? Do you want to be there and just not get paid, or do you want out like you say you do? It's a lot, man, especially when you're looking at a team like Miami that's, you know, if they give up all of this compensation for him, you don't even know if the guys doing it, Chris Greer and Ryan Flores, are going to be there to see this through when he arrives. You know, if they keep losing ball games, and I'm sorry, down in Miami – I don't care if it's Tua. I don't care if it's Deshaun. That whoever's playing quarterback isn't changing what's going on down there. They got issues. You know, Tua, I thought, was fine. He had the bad interception late in the game, but he drove the Dolphins down to give them the lead, which they should have held on to against Atlanta. And then the defense just gives up the big play to Pitts and just can't hold, and, you know, Atlanta scores. They've got issues going on down there. So,
right.
You know, if it's them to make that trade, it's just real interesting to me because, you know, I just, you know, from some stuff you're hearing and – conversations I've had with folks, you just don't know if Flores and Chris Greer will even be there next year if they make the move for Deshaun.
And Steve, I know I looked for it. I didn't see anything from Roger Goodell. I know the owners are meeting the first time everybody's kind of face-to-face in, like, forever. But he's not going to slap the commissioner's exempt list on Deshaun Watson, right? I mean, he will get to play if he does get traded?
Yeah, he can play right now. I mean, that's the thing. You know, any stuff about any type of discipline coming from the league will happen after all these court hearings, which is entering the 2022 season. That's not going to happen until after this year. The Houston Texans could have him on the field right now. They have just come to an agreement on both sides. We're cool not playing and taking your money, and the Texans are like, fine, we're cool not having you around and paying you our money. But he is eligible to play right now. He could step on the field tomorrow and practice with the Houston Texans. Or if he gets traded, he could step on the field and practice and play right away.
Wow. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, talking football with Steve Weiss here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons' next opponent, Carolina. Are they a mess now with this Sam Darnold thing?
That would be an affirmative.
All righty.
They need to figure some things out because, you know, look, Sam Darnold gets benched. They've already come out and said, hey, we're going to start him again. But he's not playing well. And it's just weird to see how he – you know, this wasn't a slow drop-off. He fell completely off the shelf.
Right.
And you're wondering what happened there. Is it the absence of Christian McCaffrey? Is it teams are playing them differently and he hasn't adjusted? You know, the one thing we heard about the Panthers last year was they did not practice a ton of situational football, right? Not a ton of four-minute, not a ton of two-minute, and it caught up to them late in games. Well, that's not the case anymore. You know, they learned from that. And they're, you know, you just don't know. But quarterback play clearly is an issue, and that's why you're hearing them linked so much to the Deshaun Watson trade talks as well.
Man, just nuts. And then the Jets, they got injuries they're dealing with. Bad time, by the way, for, I mean, the NFL is based on stars, Steve. We were just talking about this. We got a monster showcase game with two of the best teams in the NFL, and you got some of the best players not in it. Davante Adams, now I guess there's more players on the Packers. I just saw Alan Lazard is out on the COVID list.
Yeah.
Close contact with Davante Adams. What a buzzkill for that game.
Yeah, Lazard's not vaccinated, so he's out at least 5 days. So, well, you can say it's a buzzkill for that game, but you still got Aaron Rodgers. You know, we've seen some great games this year where there's been less star power on the field. I mean, you still got DeAndre Hopkins, and, you know, with Deere, and Kyler Murray is a special player. He is a special player. And, you know, look, there are players, yeah, you don't have Davante Adams, but you still have Aaron Jones. And remember, the Packers are 6-0 since 2019 when Davante Adams isn't in the lineup. They're undefeated. They guys step up, and it's typically Aaron Jones. His numbers in those six games are absolutely through the charts. So it's not like this is going to be that absolute barn burner we had Monday night with Seattle and the Saints. Yeah. This is going to be, and I'm being sarcastic, fellas.
Of course.
Yeah, that was like Sabanex, brother. You ain't lying.
Of course.
Yeah, this is going to have a little bit more juice than that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, man, we always appreciate you coming on, Steve, and chopping it up with this man. And, you know, you're doing a great job with your Falcon stuff that you've added on to all the other responsibilities that you've got going on, man. We appreciate you stopping by every week. Thanks again.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.